Ezekiel chapter 23.
The word of the Lord came to me. Mortal, there were two women, the daughters of one mother. They played the whore in Egypt. They played the whore in their youth. Their breasts were caressed there, and their virgin bosoms were fondled. Ohola was the name of the elder, and Oholibah the name of her sister. They became mine, and they bore sons and daughters. As for their names, Ohola is Samaria, and Oholibah is Jerusalem. Ohola played the whore while she was mine. She lusted after her lovers, the Assyrians, warriors clothed in blue, governors and commanders, all of them handsome young men, mounted horsemen. She bestowed her favors upon them, the choicest men of Assyria, all of them, and she defiled herself with all the idols of everyone for whom she lusted. She did not give up her whorings that she had practiced since Egypt, for in her youth men had lain with her and fondled her virgin bosom, and poured out their lust upon her. Therefore I delivered her into the hands of her lovers, into the hands of the Assyrians for whom she lusted. These uncovered her nakedness. They seized her sons and her daughters, and they killed her with the sword. Judgment was executed upon her, and she became a byword among women. Her sister Oholibah saw this, yet she was more corrupt than she in her lusting and in her whorings, which were worse than those of her sister. She lusted after the Assyrians, governors and commanders, warriors clothed in full armor, mounted horsemen, all of them handsome young men. And I saw that she was defiled. They both took the same way. But she carried her whorings further. She saw male figures carved on the wall, images of the Chaldeans portrayed in vermilion, with belts around their waists, with flowing turbans on their heads, all of them looking like officers. A picture of Babylonians whose native land was Chaldea. When she saw them, she lusted after them and sent messengers to them in Chaldea. And the Babylonians came to her in the bed of love, and they defiled her with their lust. And after she defiled herself with them, she turned from them in disgust. When she carried on her whoring so openly and flaunted her nakedness, I turned in disgust from her, as I had turned from her sister. Yet she increased her whorings, remembering the days of her youth, when she played the whore in the land of Egypt, and lusted after her paramours there, whose members were like those of donkeys, and whose emissions was like that of stallions. Thus you longed for the lewdness of your youth, when the Egyptians fondled your bosom and caressed your young breasts. Therefore, O Oholibah, thus says the Lord God, I will rouse against you your lovers from whom you turned in disgust, and I will bring them against you from every side. The Babylonians and all the Chaldeans, Pekod and Shoah and Koah, and all the Assyrians with them, handsome young men, governors and commanders, all of them, officers and warriors, all of them riding on horses. They shall come against you from the north with chariots and wagons and a host of peoples. They shall set themselves against you on every side with buckler, shield, and helmet, and I will commit the judgment to them, and they shall judge you according to their ordinances. I will direct my indignation against you in order that they may deal with you in fury. They shall cut off your nose and your ears, and your survivors shall fall by the sword. They shall seize your sons and your daughters, and your survivors shall be devoured by fire. They shall also strip you of your clothes and take away your fine jewels. So I will put an end to your lewdness and your whoring brought from the land of Egypt. You shall not long for them or remember Egypt anymore. For thus says the Lord God, I will deliver you into the hands of those whom you hate, into the hands of those from whom you turned in disgust, and they shall deal with you in hatred, and take away all the fruit of your labor, and leave you naked and bare, and the nakedness of your whorings shall be exposed. Your lewdness and your whorings have brought this upon you, because you played the whore with the nations and polluted yourself with their idols. You have gone the way of your sister. Therefore, I will give her cup into your hand. Thus says the Lord God,
you shall drink your sister's cup deep and wide. You shall be scorned and derided. It holds so much. you shall be filled with drunkenness and sorrow. A cup of horror and desolation is the cup of your sister Samaria. You shall drink it and drain it out and gnaw its sherds and tear out your breasts. For I have spoken, says the Lord God.
Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have forgotten me and cast me behind your back, therefore bear the consequences of your lewdness and whorings. The Lord said to me,
mortal, will you judge Ohola and Aholabah? Then declare to them their abominable deeds.
For they have committed adultery, and blood is on their hands. With their idols they have committed adultery, and they have even offered up to them for food the children whom they had borne to me. Moreover, this they have done to me. They have defiled my sanctuary on the same day and profaned my Sabbaths. For when they had slaughtered their children for their idols, on the same day they came into my sanctuary to profane it. This is what they did in my house. They even sent for men to come from far away, to whom a messenger was sent, and they came. For them you bathed yourself, painted your eyes, and decked yourself with ornaments. You sat on a stately couch, with a table spread before it on which you had placed my incense and my oil. The sound of a raucous multitude was around her, with many of the rabble brought in drunken from the wilderness. And they put bracelets on the arms of the women, and beautiful crowns upon their heads. Then I said, ah, she is worn out with adulteries, but they carry on their sexual acts with her, for they have gone into her as one goes into a whore. Thus they went into Ohola and to Oholabah, wanton women. But righteous judges shall declare them guilty of adultery and of bloodshed, because they are adulteresses, and blood is on their hands. For thus says the Lord God, bring up an assembly against them, and make them an object of terror and of plunder. The assembly shall stone them, and with their swords they shall cut them down. They shall kill their sons and their daughters, and burn up their houses. Thus will I put an end to lewdness in the land, so that all women may take warning and not commit lewdness as you have done. They shall repay you for your lewdness, and you shall bear the penalty for your sinful idolatry. And you shall know that I am the Lord God.